And we've got a huge crowd tonight. Elohim Tov.
Cool husband.
You hear that? That is awesome. It's good to have people here, though. But we have quite a bit of information to give. We have some Bible stuff to give, and I want to make sure I give that Bible stuff to you right now. But I know most of you already know about David and the giant and the rock and all of this stuff. And I'm always thinking that people have been with us so long that they already know this stuff. So I'm just going to say it as a for the people who have only been with us for a short time, okay? Now, one thing I'm not going to do, because it's my mama raised me better, I'm going to have Ryan come up and pray me in. And then my mother said, you don't never stop speaking for you. You let somebody pray for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to your mom.
Yeah. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for another opportunity just to get into your word, to learn about you, Lord, and another chance to be ready. Mm-hmm. Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity to listen and learn under Pastor Sandy's teaching. God, we pray that your Holy Spirit would speak through him tonight, that you would minister to the hearts and the minds of those who are not ready.
Yes.
Father God, we've been reaching out to our family members,
yes,
to our friends, to our households, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, God, right now for a harvest. Lord, yes, we're praying for 1.5 billion souls.
Yes.
Lord, we're pushing back against the enemy.
Amen.
The enemy that seeks to steal and kill and destroy, Lord. We are pushing back with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are our only hope. May we see that clearly tonight, Lord. There is no other way but through you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we ask that you would teach us what you want to teach us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We love you. We honor you. Help us to obey you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Minister of the Great Salt Team. I was talking to Mark the other day. He's enjoying salt, man. Praise God. Yeah, he's a good brother. And here, I just want to show this card. This is from the Thomas family, and they're in Austin, Texas. And here, let me read the card. You read my card before me, Pastor Ben?
I did.
Okay, because it does say Pastor Ben and Pastor Sandy. Mm. Yeah, let me make sure it does. Yep. All right. Pastor Ben and Pastor Sandy, we have recently relocated to Hawaii. From Hawaii to Texas. Wow. And it says, we want to say mahalo. How do you say thank you in Hawaiian? Mahalo. Yeah, that's because I don't even remember that because we were there. Mahalo for not peddling the message of salvation for 50 easy payments of $19.99. All right, you're a funny guy. Seriously, though, God has blessed us, and we want to bless so you may continue to get messages out and provide key resources to your audience at no cost to them. We are passing this blessing on to you and the Soldiers for Christ family. Your brother and sister in Christ, Ben and Candy Thomas.
Amen.
Of Texas. Wow, who would leave Hawaii to go to Texas? Huh? Hey, all the people in Texas are like, what are they doing? Everybody in Texas wants to go to Hawaii. And this is from, thank you, Pastor Sandy, for the Bible and the other items you sent. Shalom. Who's saying that to us? That's it. That's Rashonda Collins, and she lives in Swartz Creek, Michigan. Are you welcome? Pastor Ben is the big guy over that, and then he's got a lot of people that help him. And we will never, someone else was asking me about taking the Hebrew classes, and they was like, well, how much is the materials? And I was like, you don't have to pay nothing. So we're not selling anything. So if you never, you don't have to send an offering.
Nope.
You don't have to do nothing. Just
want it.
Just ask for it and we'll get it to you. But we're not going to be sitting up here acting crazy. You can. Okay, so this is what I wanted to read to you guys. I want you guys to go, let me see, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. Because I want you guys to understand, it's 1 Samuel chapter 16. I want you guys to understand what the Lord was trying to show on Sunday, okay? One of the things that the Lord wanted to get to express to the body of Christ is that as long as you stay in Christ, you're hidden. Mm-hmm. As long as you stay in Christ, you're protected, okay? You don't want to be outside of Christ because there's no protection out there.
Right.
And you don't want to be on the ark because you want to dive in the water where there's sharks in the water. You understand? Mm-hmm. But Christ says, see, it's not hard to stay hidden in Christ. All you're doing is saying, I'm staying in relationship with God. I'm studying my word. I'm praying. I'm just staying in connection with God. Because and you're not going to start sinning. Oh, thanks for Yulita. And I think her and her husband sinned. Scriptures out today that completely make once saved always saved look foolish. You know, they put some scriptures on Facebook this morning. It's like if you read it and you were once saved always saved, those scriptures should change your life. They should make you go, okay, I can see right now that I need to actually live for God. So living a righteous life keeps you also in the protection of God, because in righteousness, blessings follow. In sin, cursings follow. So you want to be in line with God in righteousness, okay? Ask my son. In A's and B's, blessings follow. You know what I mean? In F's, cursings follow, right? So God is a parent just like anyone else, right? He wants his children to act right and to do right. And we're in this to be in a relationship with God. So hide yourself in God. Do not wander outside of God. Do not accept invitations to go places where God's people don't go. You know what I mean? Not for friendship, not for anything. Your friends will, if they're really your friends, they will understand, I'm sorry, I'm a Christian, I can't go, but I'll pray for you while you're there. That's it, you know? So I learned that lesson. So if you're in Samuel chapter 16, we're talking about 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're talking about something that is important in the Bible that every pastor has talked about. And they've all given this message about the giants in your life. And, you know, God's going to help you defeat the giants in your life. That's why this story's here. So, you know, when the giants come, you can conquer the giants. And I don't know. I love them, too. So, and it says, so, but what the story is really about is it's an end time prophecy of a coming giant. Okay. And this coming giant is spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. It says he will cause everyone to take a mark, which will be 666, right? So God knows that this huge giant is coming into the world. His numerical values or his number is 666. And God wants you to know how big it is, okay? Because if you know how big it is, you'll understand why no one's been able to defeat it. You know, it broke some people's heart that Trump didn't win. But if you see what he was fighting against, they would have burned down America before they would have let Trump be president again. You understand?
Yeah.
And they were very happy to do it. We will destroy the whole country if you win again, okay? Because we can't have you keep arresting pedophiles and doing all this stuff and telling the truth. You know, we've been lying to these people for years, and now you come telling them the truth and all this stuff. And so if we don't understand how big this giant is, because when those fires were being set, they had people doing that stuff. You understand? Those riots, they were paid rioters. That Washington, D.C. thing, those were not Trump people. Those were paid Antifa people. These people were determined. They're like, we will burn down the whole country. But we need to get everything back in the order of what 666 is for, because that's the giant that's coming in the world. So it didn't surprise me. I said it all along, and hopefully I'm not contradicting myself. I said he's here for a short time just to delay things until the rapture happens, right? And that's what has happened. So I'm going to read this, and I know you guys are familiar with it, but it says here in 1 Samuel 16, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Okay, that's not the part I want, because that's a whole movie. I don't want to do the whole movie. Let's go to chapter 17 at the beginning. It says, now the Philistines gathered forces for war and assembled at Sukkot at Judah. They pitched a camp at Ephah and Damim between Sukkot and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped at the Valley of Eli and drew up the battle lines to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley between them, okay? So now realize this, the Israelites did come to fight. But now they're gonna find out when they get to the valley who they're fighting against. And so it says, as the champion Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp, he was over 9 feet tall, and he had a bronze helmet, one, and on his head he wore a coat of scales, two, weighing 5,000 shekels on his legs, and he wore bronze sheaves, three, and a bronze javelin, four, and a spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and his iron point weighed 600 pounds. So now you've got six pieces of armor, and the weight of his shaft, of the point of his sword or his spear is 600 pounds. So you got six pieces of armor, 600, you got this 666 giant, and now, let me explain this to you. I just read he was 9 feet tall. I just wanted to give us an English understanding. In the Hebrew, it'll say he's 6 cubits tall.
Yeah.
You understand? So you got 6 cubits tall, six pieces of armor, and a spear that weighs 600 pounds. So now you have a 666 giant that Israel has to fight against, and Israel knows they cannot fight against this giant, okay? And the only one that is brave enough to go and fight against them is David.
Yeah.
But David doesn't go up to the giant and grab him and pull him down and fight him. David grabs a rock, which has a numerical value of 296, and is called the Aban, the father-son. Because something is happening here that the 296 times 3 is going to be 888, which is the number of Jesus. So he picks up a rock, which he's going to destroy the giant with. David never touches the giant. It's the rock that kills the giant. You understand? This is the reason for this story being in the Bible. It is a prophecy about what's coming in the world and who is going to be the one to destroy it. Okay?
Amen.
Sure is David, because David is representing Jesus. But it's not David who does the fighting. David never touches the giant. It's the rock that hits him.
Yes.
And that rock is 296 times 3. God's a Trinity. Bam, here's your 888 right in your forehead. He hits the ground and David goes and cuts his head off. Because the scripture says he would bruise his heel, but he would crush his head, right?
Yes.
So the giant that's in this world, you cannot fight against it. Okay? I want you to know that. The power that you have over the giant is this world is what? Jesus, the rock. You don't have any other power over the giant. You have the rock, and the rock will fight your battles. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. On Sunday, what we were showing you was a lot of things, and some people did not get everything that I was saying. But what I'm saying is, Satan is imitating Christ. Satan is imitating God. God is a numerical God. All his letters are also numbers. He is 888. He's 296 a rock, but three times 296 is 888. So all the scriptures are numerical values, and God is a 777. And God is a 111 because he's Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. And 111 in Hebrew is also what? Wonderful, right? He's going to be a counselor. He's going to be wonderful and counselor. Wonderful is the Aleph. Is it 111? So God is operating in numbers. So Satan, who wants to imitate God, is also operating in numbers, okay? He's playing the same game in this society. Now, one number that is connected to Luciferianism is 11, okay? It is the number of confusion, okay? And it is the 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, right? 11 is the sixth, what? Odd number, okay? So that's the number they take and say, oh, well, this is our number because 666 is really 11, 11, 11, and that's the most powerful. So they're playing off numbers. You understand? They don't just have a group called Skull and Bones. They have a group called Skull and Bones 322. Why? Because of Genesis. Let's read Genesis chapter 322. Because I always say it, but I never read it. Genesis 3:22 reads, "Then the Lord said, behold, man has become like us to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat forever." So They're bragging about the fact that we're the ones that deceived man. And because of our deception of man, they know good and evil. Therefore, now they can't have eternal life and take the fruit of life. So just having a group called Skull and Bones is not enough. They have to connect it to a number because it's connected to a scripture. And then everything is being operated in the satanic realm, the same way that God is operating in his realm, but he invented it. It's his system. You understand? That's why I teach a lot of numbers, gematria, because numbers don't lie.
Right.
Okay? So understand what he's doing. Okay? Now, he's doing it on a high level, but humans, we love to be what we say, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss?
Yeah.
We don't want to know, okay? So when 9/11 happened, we had people joining the army, quitting professional football, going all overseas to fight against the Taliban and all this stuff. And no one really understood what was going on, right? These are demonic spirits in the world, and they're operating in the world, and they're doing what they do. They're trying to get control over the whole world and all people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to our booklet so we can begin this long. And you guys pull me back if I get too crazy. Say, pull back, Pastor Sandy. We need to hear from you on Sunday. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. You see this, Pastor Ben? Some unknown person sent this to me with these books, and I have no idea who it is. But if you see it, you let me know. Yeah. All right, here we are. I'm over at the board right now. And let's see. On 3/11, what happened? On 3/11/2004. Okay, I'll tell you what happened. There was a bombing in Madrid, okay? And this bombing happened on March 11th, 2004. It began at 7:37 in the morning, continuing for several minutes. 10 bombs exploded on 4 trains in around Atoka Station in the city center, leaving 191 dead and more than 1,800 injured. Okay, so it happened on that day. This day happens to be exactly 911 days from, we'll say, September 11, 2001. So if you count from this day, from 9/11, and you count exactly 911 days, you have another event, and these are called sacrifices. Okay? I was listening to Ronald Bernard today, and he says all of these are called, for them, sacrifices. Because when they set up stuff like this, those dead bodies are sacrifices to Satan for them as they operate within the beast bank and operate within the financial system. So, and it's absolutely accurate. It's like, okay, from September 11, you go 365 days, and then you go another 365 days, and then you go another 181 days, and then that brings you right to there, and it happens. So someone's counting the days to make sure that when these 2 years pass by, when you get to 2002, 2003, and then you go, okay, 2004 is coming, but it's going to happen in the middle of that, and so it's calculated. You understand? So now you have this bombing that happens, and you go on, and it happens exactly 911 days after 9/11. And then you ask yourself, wait a minute, 9/11, we know it was planned, and now this thing is being planned, and we have to ask ourselves, who's doing this? Because if all these events that are happening in the world are satanic sacrifices, they're doing them all the time. Boston Marathon, it just happens to happen. Guy shooting out of a building in Las Vegas, it just happened to happen. I want to tell you, all of these things are calculated, okay? Now, listen to this here. I put the YouTube on there so that you can watch it when you go home, or if you're at home and you have this, that you can watch it. As George Brooks walks into the classroom, does he know that this thing is going to happen in New York?
Yep.
Of course he does. They have the kids, they have a free book called My Pet Goat, and George Bush is sitting in the classroom, and these are the five words that they're telling the kids to say. Kite. Now, I did prison ministry. A kite is a message. Like, hey, man, send me a kite. Let me know what you're going to be doing later, right? So a kite is a message. What's the message? The kids, say this word, plane. Say this word, must. Say this word, hit. Say this word, steal. Now, you can go and watch it and see it happening, and the guy comes up to him and says, okay, the plane's hit the tower, and he sits there for a while as if nothing happening, right? So that day was already known by him that it was going to happen, okay? Now, how big is our giant? Let's go over to the next page. The $20 bill had stayed the same for quite some time, but 2 years before this event happened, 9/11 happened, they changed the $20 bill, the artwork on the $20 bill. So when you flip the bill, it looked just like the towers on fire. You see that? So therefore, whoever designed the money also knew about this day. And so you've got, on many levels, people knowing what's about to happen. And you're going, who's organizing all this? Because this takes organization. Okay? So now, we talked about the number 11 being important. Who knows what HAARP is? Okay? HAARP, where are my glasses? I put the only one left on YouTube that you can actually watch, and his name is Benjamin Fulford. He was the guy that really let everyone know in 2010 what was going on. Now, it says, what is HAARP? High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program. It was a system where they could shoot beams of radiation into the ionosphere. It bounces back into the water, into the ocean, and it heats up the water, and it causes an earthquake, and they can control it. They can control it to the very point where they want to hit the hit. It's not something that's in Hawaii and they just shoot it up and wherever it goes. They can pick exactly where it hits and how much energy they push down into that earth. So they're causing earthquakes, okay? Now, Benjamin Fulford came forth and said, now listen, I want you to know that he had a meeting with Japan and asked Japan, why did you turn over your finances to America and to these Europeans? And he says, because they told us they have an earthquake machine. And if we didn't do what they said, that we were going to have an earthquake that would ruin the whole country. And he said, so they were on TV. So he said, because he said that on TV, someone told him, we're going to do a smaller one just to prove to you that we can do it. And he did. So then now you have this big, crazy event. And then they decide they're going to hit Japan. But what day do they decide to hit Japan? 3/11. What is with this 3/11? Huh? 11/11/11 is what? 666. You understand? I'll show it to you. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. So here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. For them, an 11 is a 6. 3 11s is 666. You understand? So now they're going to start doing everything on 3/11. So now you have this event in Japan. In Japan, it says Japan tsunami, severe natural disaster that occurred northwest of Japan on March 11, 2011. You got 11-11. And it says, and killed 20,000 people, at least 20,000 people. That's sacrifices. Okay, 9/11, 2,900 and something sacrifices. You understand? Now you have this event. We got to January 11, 2010, and Haiti has a tsunami. Biggest earthquake there in a long time. Devastated the country, killing how many people? 300,000 people ended up dying in that. Okay? Now, someone says, the biggest natural disaster and we've got to go and help those people. Who ran over there to help the people? The Clintons. They're over there because they, are they there for the people?
Nope.
What were they there for? The children. Because remember what Ronald Bernard says, they're sacrificing kids all the time. You understand? So they're over there for trying to gather up children. And they got, and she's got a, another lady with her, and they're trying to get 33 kids out of the country who they say were orphans. And all of the kids had parents when they got caught and put them in jail. And all of them could say where their parents lived and who their parents were. And it's like, they're trying to take these kids out. So they're over in Haiti, all of these people. But when does it happen? 1/11. Why 11? That's their number, okay? The other thing you have to realize too is this. What did we notice January 1st, 2011? Thousands of birds falling out of the air, dead on the ground. You know where that comes from? HAARP, shooting up in the ionosphere, that radiation killing the, and then now you got all these birds that were just laying on the ground in the morning in January 1st, right? Of 2010, you are, this has never happened. News people out there, we've never, we don't know it happened. This has never happened. Well, they never used HAARP before, but now they're using HAARP, and you're seeing. What about when you see, also it says here, the radiation is a direct into the sea, will burn and kill sea life. Have you ever seen one of these times that they say all of these dolphins are laying on the, they're using HAARP in that area, okay? So all of these things are going on because this is what they're doing in the earth realm, okay? And you guys don't understand that this is on a big level, okay? They not only control all the banks, I'm listening to Robert Bernard today, he said, you know, you got the Federal Reserve, billions of dollars, you have Lloyd's of London, billions of dollars, you got the Vatican Bank, richer than both of the previous, and he says, but they're all small compared to Beast Bank, which is Bank of International Settlements. So that is running everything. He says, out of there, is he says, you're talking, we're not talking human, we're talking entities. And now I perk up because now I'm understanding what he knows that I know, that there are Nephilim in our system, and they are doing things, and they are trying to control human beings, and they don't care whether they kill 10 or they kill 300,000. What just happened in Boulder on the 22nd? 11/11.
Was that 22 people?
Huh? 22? No, 22 on the date, 3/22. That's 11/11 on the 3. What is that? So somebody in Boulder just happens to shoot 10 people, a gunman, and he shoots 10 people on this date. But every time a 22 or 11 comes around, I start praying because I know these are the days that they do things, okay? This is in the world right now. Let's talk about the Georgia Guidestones. They call Lucifer's 10 commandments for the New World Order. First commandment, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. So that means 6.5 billion people got. Depopulation is their thing. Does not Bill Gates give a full speech about the importance of depopulating the earth? Who is he, God? No, he's a Nephilim. How come nobody's been able to arrest this guy or do anything with these people? If they're controlling everything, nothing's going to happen to them. They have the videotape of the children and everything in New York, and the police wanted to say something and couldn't. Only one police lady tried to say something and she was killed. And they all saw the same video of the same treatment of children, sacrificing of children, and they nobody could do anything. See, this is what we do. We forget about what has happened. Okay? Some of us forget about 9/11. I never forget about 9/11 because I realized someone set that up, someone planned that, and someone, whoever did not care about the 2,996 people that died. Nobody cared. Someone didn't even care about that. So maintain humanity under 500 million means our plan is to kill off, 6.5 billion people. Okay. So guide production wisely. This is his second rule. Guide production wisely, improving fitness and diversity. So first he says, let's kill 6.6 billion of them, but let's make sure that we guide reproduction, improving their fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a new living language. So what did they do in Babylon? Everyone spoke one language. They want to get back to that, right? Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. After we kill 6 billion of them. You see how foolish the rest of it sounds? The rest of it is foolish. Once you start with let's kill 6 billion of them, the rest of the rules don't matter. You understand? Because what you're saying is 6 billion of us don't even matter because that's not what you want in the earth, okay? So I'm just saying the Georgia Guidestones are there. Depopulation is a satanic plan. Go over to the next page. Hallelujah. Okay, here we are. You're on the next page? I hope everybody at home got this. Okay. Event 201. What was event 201? It was a simulated or acting out of what the world would look like if the coronavirus was active in the world, okay? So in their simulation of what would happen and their simulation, they calculated how many people would die once it was implemented, okay? So once they implemented it, now it became global throughout the whole world. Now, what is the anniversary date of 2020 that they announced that this is going to be a global pandemic? What day did they announce it? March 11th, 2020. You see that? Okay, so March 11, 2020, they announced this is a global pandemic. Why do they keep going back to March 11? Three sixes. 11, 11, 11 is really just 666. Or confusion, confusion, confusion. But they're playing games with numbers, okay? Now, I want to say this before we continue on. A pandemic in the world, is this the first time a flu pandemic has hit the world? No, it happened again. It happened before March 11th, 1918. So that means, look, 100 years passed, but the demonic spirits that's controlling it haven't. They're still using the same numerical value system. How can a pandemic that started 102 years ago start again on the exact same date 102 years later? Okay? It's not an accident. It's the same demonic beings doing the same demonic work. You understand? So, for this pandemic, their thing was they calculated 65 million deaths. Now, listen to this. The human immune system, has already adapted to the flu. That's why we have a 99.9% recovery from flu. You understand? So how are you going to kill 65 million people with a flu virus if their immune system is already adapted to it and their recovery rate is 99.9? First, you got to fake deaths and do all that stuff around the world. You got to be in control of all the media so that you can say more is going on that is going on. Because what are you trying to do?
Panic.
Create a panic, right? Now, if you're going to get to your goal of 65 million, it's not going to be with the virus. It has to be with the rescue. Did you hear what I said? It can't, if the flu virus can't kill 65 million people because of our immune system, that means it has to come with the rescue. Okay? So what's the rescue? Don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Who, you know what HIV is? Human immune deficiency virus, or AKA mRNA. The vaccine is a poison, is what God told me to tell everybody when. In March, when from the second day they announced it, Pastor Ben said, I think the Lord said to call you and tell you to say something about this pandemic and what's going on. I prayed and Lord said this, emphasize this, tell everyone, whatever you do, do not take the poison. The poison is
in the thing.
Yeah, the thing. So, can we say jab? Okay. So, understand, I'm trying to get to 65 million. So I've got to ruin 65 million immune system so that when the second wave comes, now you're not 99.9 recovery system anymore. You understand? Now your immune system is depleted, and now I can get to my goal. But he's not in prison. Why? Because he's part of the giant. He's part of the 666 giant. You understand? Turn over one more page. That's a police officer in 1918. See that? See with his mask on? I did it before. There was a whole bunch of people. It's the same thing, you guys. Put your mask on so you don't pass the virus, blah, 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 blah. Okay? It's the same control system. 11th of March, 1918, the virus had reached Queens, New York and declared a worldwide pandemic. In March, when? 11th, same day as the train, same day as the last one, you know what I mean? Same day, it just continues on the same pattern. Okay, so now I'm gonna give you a list. 3/11, Japan earthquake, tsunami, that happened. 9/11, 2001, World Trade Center, that happened. 1/11, Haiti earthquake, that happened. 3/11, Madrid bombing, 2004. 12/11, U.S. declared, 12/11, 1941, U.S. declared war on Germany. 3/11, influenza virus first major breakouts, and that was 3/11, 2018. We already know that one. 6/11, Swine flu declared a pandemic. That was 6/11/2009. 8/11/1965, the Watts riot. Black Lives Matters is not new. Okay, because they know. Yeah, they're having a real hard time with this Asian Lives Matters. You know that?
Gullible black people.
I didn't say that. You did, Pastor Ben. But one thing they don't do, they don't burn up their own neighborhood.
Hello.
They figure out a financial way to get through this, right? But I forgot his name, but he said that we're the most gullible. Easily, not gullible, he said, easily manipulated group of people in the world. Because all you got to do is say somebody's racist, and then we're like, remember slavery, and then we get crazy, right? And the guy today said, demons operate off emotions.
Yes.
Okay? July 11, 2006, Uganda bombing, another sacrifice. And Al-Qaeda, July 11, 2010, there was another bombing. So all these things are happening on the 11th. This is what I'm trying to say. It's just a repeat after repeat. It's going to be on the 11th or it's going to be on the 22nd. Now, who is the president that got assassinated on when?
Was it Kennedy?
Kennedy in on November 11th month on the 22nd date, 2/11. So you got three 11s there, 666 once again. So Kennedy gets assassinated on that day. Now, I want to show you one more thing. Here we are. Can you see that, Pastor Ben? That's the Heineken commercial, okay? So Heineken does this commercial with this guy he wants to. I wanted to show this on Sunday, but I wasn't able. So he does this commercial where he's dressed, he's going to a party. He gets to room 6 and he realizes, This party here is too wild. This must not be a party. They kick him out of the party. He walks out of the party and he realizes he's in the wrong room because he turns it over and it's actually not a 6, it's a 9. So standing behind him, directly as the camera's shooting, is the 11. And when he flips it over, it's the 9. But he was in room, he thought he was in room 6. So at 6 o'clock in the morning on 11/9, November 9th, the Paradise fires began. And the firemen say, we've never seen a fires like this, that burning steel. And none of the trees are being burned. It's all the cars and the homes. You'll find some places where the cars and the homes are completely burnt up, but the trees around the cars and the home are completely left alone. You're like, this is the craziest thing. Radiation weaponry, you understand? But they have these weapons in their power, and they would love to say, let's just clear out humanity right now. But what's stopping them? He that restrains will restrain until when? Till he is taken out of the way. So they know and understand that we are leaving, okay? If you're in Christ, you're leaving. So they know and understand this. What is the satanic rapper says? Life begins when the church ends.
Yep.
So they're, and then what did the guy say in downtown? He says, oh yeah, I'm a Mason. I said, yeah, you know about the rapture? Yeah, we know about the rapture. We're waiting on it too. So it's not that they don't know about it. Church people are confused about it. We want to fight about it. Is it post-trib, mid-trib? We're fighting about it. Masons are going, it's coming, and when it does, boy, it's going to get good for them. So nobody's fighting over it except for what? The church. So understand what's going on in the world. You've got to stay in Christ, okay? Because you can't kill a soul without God's permission. God is in control of life, and life is in the hands of God. So you can say a person dies, he's on his way to heaven. If someone said, hey, my friend's a Christian, go help her out. I said, my friend's a Christian, and he took the thing. And I said, well, I'll see him in heaven. I hope he makes it through, but if not, I'll see him in heaven. Because it's not a DNA changer, as some people have. All it's doing is ruining your system, okay? So let's get back over here. I wanted us to go through that. Now do you get a clear idea that somebody's operating in the world and they're doing stuff, okay? So when the thing happened in Boulder, now this is what happened to me a while ago. I remember there was a young lady called me because she said, I was watching your, and you talk about a real relevant thing, and you were talking about MK Ultra, and I just wanted you to know that I was one of them. And I was like, okay. So then she's like, so then she started cursing really bad. And these blankety blanks wanted me to blank and be with these all these old men, and I keep telling them this is not what I want to do. And but since I was in the system, she said, since I was in the system, this was what they expect me to do now, right? And she's in this MK Ultra. She went through this MK Ultra brainwashing thing, right? So I was like, okay. So she said, I'm going to make a video. She makes a YouTube talking about these men and what they did to her and how they got her into this military system and blah, blah, blah. And she was just mad. I never kept it because, or sent it to anybody, because she would start cursing, and I mean cursing bad. And I understand her anger, but she would start cursing really bad. And she said, I just want you to know one thing. She said, the guy that shot the people in North Carolina in the church, he was in my system. He was in the same, he was going through the same thing with me. He was at, we came in together. Okay, the other guy that shot somebody here, she said he was in our system. The thing that happened in San Diego, that guy was in our system. She said, why is it that everybody that was going through this with us has become mass murderers? Is this what they trained them to do? So I want you to understand there's more going on in this world than you think. And when things seem to be, oh, they just happened, they're not just happening. They're usually planned, structured sacrifices. And to watch it happen in Boulder, Colorado, and you got to think, because they moved HAARP to Boulder. So a lot of things are going on in Colorado now that are not, you know, that are not good. But we have to understand that we have an enemy in the world. It is Satan, but he has MEMS, and these MEMS are called Nephilim. And he knows how to brainwash people. They learned that in World War II, how to do this. So this is now you're looking at me like the Jews looked when they saw the giant. He walked out and it said, all the Hebrews saw him and took off running.
5 minutes back.
Except one guy. David did not take off running. He says, who are you to defy the living God? We had one guy that said, the rest of them took off. Why? Because they heard news just like you just heard. Mm. This is too big to fight against, Pastor. This is too big to fight against. How are we going to get past this? What if they tell us we can't have our jobs unless we do what they say? What if they tell us we can't do this if we don't do what they say? I don't want to have a green card and just to say that I can go somewhere. This is too much. David comes forward. And you got to get excited about David. You've got to get, and then when David picked up the rock, you got to get more excited. Because you have to understand that your rescue has already been planned. You understand? Your rescue, let's go to John chapter 14. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to do two scriptures, if I can, in 5 minutes. Listen to this promise from Jesus. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and paralambana you, take you to be with me also that you may be where I am. And where is Jesus?
Heaven.
In heaven. He's not coming back to earth first. He's coming down to a cloud to do what? To take you back up. You understand? This is a promise from someone who says it's impossible for him to lie. He couldn't tell a lie if he wanted to. It's impossible. The scripture says it's impossible for God to lie. And he just promised you, I'm coming back and take you to be with me, because in my Father's house are many mansions, and I'm going there to build a place for you so that I can come and take you to be with me. This is what is illegal to talk about in churches, because nobody, they don't want you talking about the rapture. Or if you are talking about the rapture, you got to say, Bill, but once I'm saved, I'm always saved.
Right, right.
So they'll give these people channels and make them big, because they're still going to, they understand the rules. They know you're not going anywhere if you're sinning,
yep.
But you've got a rapture channel. You got people excited, and you told them they can sin as much as they want. I have one more scripture, Pastor Ben, and then we're done. Let's go to Thessalonians. I hope we don't see any more sacrifices before we leave. But I want you to know Boulder was a sacrifice. I want you to know that. That's 10 people, but this is what they do. Okay, this is what they do. Those children that are being rescued, that's what they do. Why is Jesus coming? Because he's got to get that element out of this world. And the only person that can do this is Jesus. He's trying to get people to live for Christ so he can take them out, so that they can come, they can hide themselves in their homes for a little while till his wrath has been taken care of. That's Isaiah 26:20, right? Or 26:20. He's saying, come out of there. Go into your homes until my wrath is over. Why is God angry? Children, sacrifices, cruelty over his creation.
Amen.
Listen to this. It says, brother, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep. What has happened to those who have fallen asleep in Christ? They're in heaven. Or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. What's our blessed hope? The rapture. Every Christian should be talking about the rapture. I hope the Lord comes fast, because, and I hope he comes soon, because this world is not going to get better. The scripture says the world is going to wax worse and worse.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better.
Amen.
We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, Jesus taught him this. We tell you that we who are still alive and are left until his coming, until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be raptured up, harpazoed, taken up together with them in the cloud to meet with the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So we will be taken up with them to be with the Lord forever. It doesn't say one word about Christ coming back and landing foot on the earth.
Amen.
That's not a second coming. We're talking about a rescue, and Jesus calls it our blessed hope.
Yeah.
But some people don't realize that they're being rescued, because they think things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give us more stimulus checks. And, you know, after the rapture, there's going to be a reset. There's a whole group of people waiting for the reset. Do you know that? They're waiting for a reset. Like, oh, they're really going to take care of us then. They want 6 billion of you killed, okay? Are you hoping to win that lottery? Like, I hope one of the 6 billion isn't me. So their first plan is depopulation. The next plan is to build the third temple. That's what Robert Bernard said today. He says they got plans to build that temple. That is not going to stop. They think eternal life lies inside the temple. They're worshiping a God with a covenant and a story that he's telling them that they're going to have eternal life if they follow him. And all they have to do is rebuild that temple, because in that temple is eternal life, mm-hmm. they think. And so he says that temple is going to be rebuilt. But Psalm 22 says that the temple is going to be rebuilt. So it's all coming. It's all in front of you, okay? They're doing all of this stuff. And our only hope is who?
Jesus.
The rock. Our only hope is the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ. You understand? In Christ, you're hidden. Your eternal life is secure in Christ. Outside of Christ, you're taking your chances. Mm. Hide yourself. What I read on Sunday, God said, Noah, hide yourself in me. Because the rescue is coming. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.